CSS Grid is a two-dimensional layout system built into modern browsers. Unlike Flexbox, which operates along a single axis at a time, either a row or a column, Grid allows you to control both rows and columns simultaneously. This makes it the ideal tool for building complex, structured page layouts. Before writing a single line of Grid code, you need to master its vocabulary. Every Grid concept you will encounter, in documentation, in interviews, and on the job, is built on a small set of precise terms. This course defines each one clearly, with concrete examples. The Grid Container. Everything in CSS Grid starts with the Grid Container. The Grid Container is the parent HTML element on which you apply the declaration display. Grid or display, inline grid. This single declaration activates the grid formatting context for that element. All direct children of this container automatically become grid items. Here is a simple example. Div class equals layout greater than. Header header slash header. Nav navigation slash nav. Main main content slash main. Footer footer slash footer. Slash div. In the CSS. Dot layout. Display, grid. In this example, the div with the class layout is the grid container. The four direct children, header, nav, main, and footer, are the grid items. Elements nested deeper inside those children are not grid items and are not directly affected by the grid rules. It is important to understand that declaring display, grid alone does not visually change anything right away. The items will stack vertically by default, exactly as they would in normal document flow. The power of grid becomes visible once you define how many columns and rows you want, and how items should be placed within them. Grid tracks. A grid track is the generic name for a single row or a single column in a grid. When you define columns with the property grid template columns, you are creating column tracks. When you define rows with grid template rows, you are creating row tracks. Think of tracks as the lanes of a road. Column tracks run vertically from top to bottom, and row tracks run horizontally from left to right. Each track has a size, which you define explicitly or let the browser calculate automatically. Example dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 200px1fr1fr. Grid template rows, 80px auto60px. In this example, you are creating three column tracks. The first is 200 pixels wide, and the other two each take up one equal fraction of the remaining space. You are also creating three row tracks. The first is 80 pixels tall, the second adjusts to its content, and the third is 60 pixels tall. The FR unit, fraction, is specific to grid and represents a proportion of the available space after fixed sizes are accounted for. Grid lines. Grid lines are the invisible dividing lines that separate tracks from one another. They are automatically created when you define tracks. If you define three column tracks, grid automatically creates four vertical lines to delimit them. Line 1 on the far left, line 2 between the first and second track, line 3 between the second and third track, and line 4 on the far right. Lines are numbered starting from 1 in the top left corner. They can also be numbered from the end using negative numbers. The last line is minus 1, the second to last is minus 2, and so on. This numbering system becomes crucial when you want to place items at specific positions in the grid. For example, to make an item span from the first column line to the third column line, covering two column tracks. Dot header. Grid column start, 1. Grid column end, 3. This can also be written in shorthand as dot header. Grid column, 1, 3. Grid rows. A grid row is a horizontal track. Rows run from left to right across the grid. You define rows explicitly using grid template rows. If you place more items than there are explicit rows to contain them, the browser automatically creates additional rows using the implicit grid rules defined by grid auto rows. Example dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 1fr 1fr. Grid template rows, 100px 200px. Grid auto rows, 80px. Here, the first two rows have explicit heights of 100 pixels and 200 pixels. Any additional rows created by overflow will automatically be 80 pixels tall. Items are placed in rows automatically by the browser using the grid auto placement algorithm, which fills each row from left to right before moving to the next one. You can also override this and place items manually by specifying their row position with grid row. Grid columns. A grid column is a vertical track. Columns run from top to bottom. You define them with grid template columns. Just like rows, if items overflow beyond the defined columns, the browser can implicitly create new columns using grid auto columns, though this is less common in practice. A very useful tool when defining columns is the repeat function. Instead of writing the same value multiple times, you can write dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, repeat 4, 1FR. This creates 4 equal column tracks, each taking 1/4 of the available space. This is equivalent to writing 1FR 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 but is far more maintainable, especially when working with many columns. Another common pattern uses repeat with autofill or autofit combined with min-max colon. Dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, repeat autofill, min-max 200px, 1FR. This creates as many columns as will fit, each at least 200 pixels wide and expanding proportionally if there's extra space. This is one of the most powerful responsive patterns in CSS Grid and does not require any media queries. Grid areas. A grid area is a rectangular region of the grid defined by 4 grid lines, 1 row start, 1 row end, 1 column start, and 1 column end. Every grid item occupies at least 1 grid area, a single cell, but items can span multiple cells to form larger areas. The most readable way to work with grid areas is to use named areas via the grid template areas property on the container and the grid area property on the items. Example dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, 200px 1FR. Grid template rows, 80px 1FR 60px. Grid template areas. Header header. Sidebar main. Footer footer. Header, grid area. Header, nav, grid area. Sidebar. Main, grid area, main, footer, grid area, footer. In this example, the string values in grid template areas act as a visual map of the layout. Each word represents a named area. The header spans both columns in the first row. The sidebar occupies the first column of the second row. The main content occupies the second column, and the footer spans both columns in the third row. A dot is used to represent an empty cell if needed. This approach makes layouts extremely readable and easy to adjust. To restructure the layout for a smaller screen, you simply redefine grid template areas inside a media query, without changing the HTML at all. The grid cell. A grid cell is the smallest unit of a grid layout. It is the intersection of 1 row track and 1 column track. If you have a grid with 3 columns and 2 rows, you have 6 grid cells in total. By default, each grid item occupies exactly 1 cell. However, items can be stretched to span multiple cells both horizontally, across columns, and vertically, across rows. Grid gap. The spacing between tracks is controlled by the gap property, formerly called grid gap. You can set a single value for both row and column gaps, or 2 separate values. Dot layout. Display, grid. Grid template columns, repeat 3, 1FR. Gap, 20px. This creates 20 pixels of space between every row and every column, to set different values. Dot layout. Gap. 16px 32px. The first value, 16px, applies to row gaps, and the second, 32px, applies to column gaps. The gap only applies between tracks, never on the outer edges of the grid. Explicit grid versus implicit grid. The explicit grid is the portion of the grid you define directly using grid template columns and grid template rows. The implicit grid is what the browser creates automatically when items overflow the explicit grid. You can control implicit track sizes with grid auto rows and grid auto columns. This distinction matters when your content is dynamic. If you are building a product listing page and you do not know in advance how many products there will be, the browser will create new rows automatically in the implicit grid to accommodate all the items. Summary of key terms. Grid container, the parent element with display. Grid applied. Grid item, a direct child of the grid container. Grid track, a single row or column in the grid. Grid line, the dividing lines between tracks, numbered starting from 1. Grid row, a horizontal track. Grid column, a vertical track. Grid cell, the intersection of 1 row and 1 column. Grid area, a rectangular region spanning 1 or more cells, optionally named. Explicit grid, the grid defined by grid template columns and grid template rows. Implicit grid, additional tracks created automatically by the browser. Gap, the spacing between tracks. Understanding this terminology is not just academic. Every property you will use in CSS Grid, grid template columns, grid template rows, grid template areas, grid column, grid row, grid area, grid auto rows, gap, refers directly to one of these concepts. Mastering the vocabulary means you can read documentation, debug layouts, and communicate with other developers precisely and confidently. Compared to what you have already seen with Flexbox, Grid introduces a second dimension of control. Where Flexbox excels at distributing items along a single axis, a navigation bar, a row of cards, a vertical stack, Grid excels at defining the overall structure of a page or a complex component. In practice, professional developers use both Grid for the macro layout and Flexbox for the internal alignment of individual components. You will see this combination throughout the rest of this course.